As we begin our time of prayer today, take a moment to quiet yourself in the presence of God. Wherever you sit or kneel or recline today, open your hands and release to God the burdens that weigh you down, the distractions that vie for your attention, the worries and concerns that overwhelm you. Now, with those same open hands, receive from God the gifts He longs to pour out to you today. Gifts of peace, or comfort, or hope. Gifts of courage, or grace, or forgiveness, or deeper confidence in His love and care for you. During this first reading, let the word wash over you. Try not to analyze it. Just receive it and ask the Holy Spirit to bring it to life for you. Our scripture reading today is 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Verses 12 to 15. Listen to God's word. For if the eagerness is there, the gift is acceptable according to what one has, not according to what one does not have. I do not mean that there should be relief for others and pressure on you. But it is a question of a fair balance between your present abundance and their need, so that their abundance may be for your need, in order that there may be a fair balance. As it is written, the one who had much did not have too much, and the one who had little did not have too little. For the second reading of the scripture text, listen for a word or phrase that catches your attention and invites you to linger with it. Which word or phrase taps your longings, stirs your curiosity, or even provokes you as you listen? For if the eagerness is there, the gift is acceptable according to what one has, not according to what one does not have. I do not mean that there should be relief for others and pressure on you, but it is a question of a fair balance between your present abundance and their need, so that their abundance may be for your need, in order that there may be a fair balance. As it is written, the one who had much did not have too much, and the one who had little did not have too little. If a word or phrase has caught your attention, begin to chew on it. How does this word or phrase connect with your life or longings? What does this word or phrase stir in you as you ponder it? For if the eagerness is there, the gift is acceptable according to what one has, not according to what one does not have. I do not mean that there should be relief for others and pressure on you, but it is a question of a fair balance between your present abundance and their need, so that their abundance may be for your need, in order that there may be a fair balance. As it is written, the one who had much did not have too much, and the one who had little did not have too little. Whatever you're noticing about your response to this word or phrase from Scripture, bring it into conversation now with God and listen for how God is responding to you through His Word. What is God's invitation or call to you? How will you respond? For if the eagerness is there, the gift is acceptable according to what one has, not according to what one does not have. I do not mean that there should be relief for others and pressure on you, but it is a question of a fair balance between your present abundance and their need, so that their abundance may be for your need, in order that there may be a fair balance. As it is written, the one who had much did not have too much, and the one who had little did not have too little. In the quiet, simply rest in the presence of God. No words are necessary. Simply enjoy this place of communion with the God who loves you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.